Good morning, Monday morning, start of a week. I must admit I got very excited and very intensely focused on the Open Golf Championship yesterday. What mainly held me in its grip was the golf itself. It was the quality of the golf, and particularly, I suppose, and more accurately, the drama, the tension, the nerves, as I perceived them, that all of those golfers felt. And when you think, for many of them, could so easily have won it. On another day, would have won it. Terrific stuff. However, there is another consideration. It is that I put my shirt on Francesco Molinari at 22-1 to win. Okay, I put money on each way, but I always had a vested interest in him winning. Now, it was a bumpy ride. There was a good time, especially at the end of the second day, when the last thing I thought was going to happen was that Francesco was going to win. And it has to be highlighted as a remarkable achievement that he managed to play the last 2 days of this Open without scoring a bogey, a one over par. I wonder how many other players did that over the 2 days. I must try to find out. But all right, this is not really about golf. This is about what I want to say is not so much about golf. It is about the excitement that I felt and the difficulty I had restraining that excitement. Now, I don't mean I was jumping up and down and roaring and cheering as if I was, you know, a Kilkenny supporter as they were beating Dublin. No. But I was 100% attentive. I wouldn't leave the television set to make a cup of tea until there was a good break. I didn't go down to the supermarket to buy some food. I didn't really eat well at home where I was home alone. I let it take me over. And I say I let it take me over because I'm responsible for, you know, my feelings, my behavior, whatever. I'm still pleased that Francesco Molinari won. God could give a list of reasons why. And it wasn't just the number of shirts that the number of new shirts I now have. But it was hard to sleep after it. It was hard to calm down after the whole of the golf experience was over. I stopped paying attention, but not until after the commentators, Butch Harmon and the good golfer from Northern Ireland with the beard who looks like Sean Connery, who still plays golf and who won the Open in 2011, himself and others had finished chatting about it. So there, that's life. I wake up today feeling I've been given a lesson, which is that it doesn't really do me good to get too excited about anything. And today is going to be a very calm day, and I haven't had half enough sleep. So, people who are bipolar need to remain calm even after they've put a wager on a golf match, on a golf tournament, and their man comes in and wins. Yeah. We bipolar people need to be careful of ourselves.